RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
They've been locked in, man. I'm proud of those guys, man, because they work hard. You know, it's not easy, you know, doing what they do week in and week out, you know, putting their bodies on the line. And they just come out and can continue to work, continue to trust and believe in each other. And, you know, I let them know that I trust and believe in them, and that's what we get the job done, and that's what they did today.
It's Derrick Henry coming off a monster performance against the Packers on Saturday night. Talking about the offensive line, and we have napalmed them all year long. We've gone medieval on them all year long. Pass protection, still not a strength of the team. Ravens quarterbacks have been sacked 42 times, but they did rush for over 300 yards against Green Bay. Derrick Henry quietly has rushed for almost 1,500 yards and 16 touchdowns, averages over 5 yards per carry, over 90 yards per game. And we said, well, he's not going to duplicate what he did in 2024, which he's not. But, man, the effectiveness is still there. And let's praise the O-line for the job they do in run blocking Nolan. And, you know, the receivers, tight ends, Ricard, the all-pro fullback, they deserve a little credit also.
Right. I mean, pass protection, protecting Huntley, I mean, what, one sack? So that passes the smell test. But, sure, they were getting the ball out quick. Overall, though, and especially with the run blocking and creating those lanes, that was maybe the best they looked all year, the O-line. And then when you throw in the additional pieces and the wide receivers buying in and blocking downfield, the tight ends getting in on it, Ricard looked like usual all-pro Ricard. Everything was clicking the other night, which is why I had this question of, yes, obviously you should carry that into the Steelers game, but if it doesn't work, how do you pivot? Because there's been many times this year where the Ravens put together a pretty nice game on the ground, and then the next week comes around and... whether it's, all right, we got away from the run game because of play calling or the O-line started stinking it up. There's been multiple reasons for them never being able to have that consistency with the run game. But for Saturday night alone, I thought the O-line was more than fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to do what we do best, at least for this particular night. And good luck stopping it. And they couldn't stop it. And the kid, number 25, I believe it was, on the sideline that Derrick Henry just shoved aside. And Noah Eagle's like, get off me! Oh, he got off him, all right. Well, the Ravens, they got off. They won. Now they got a chance to get back to the playoffs. Steelers, yikes. Yesterday against Cleveland, we got the notes from the North coming up bottom of the hour. Let's get out to the phones, though. Bob Eddy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Let's go to Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, afternoon, Bob and Nolan. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding, man.
You just segued. I was on hold for that and what you guys just talked about. My reaction the entire game Saturday night was, with the offensive line, where has this been all year? I mean, if you notice, they got on almost every run play, they moved the line of scrimmage. They have not been doing that all year. Combination blocks. A couple times Falele blocked his man and then got off and went to the second level. Ricard. One of the problems Ricard has been having is the line most games has been so bad that when he gets to the hole, he's making the initial block on a defensive lineman. Saturday night, Ricard was going through the hole, hitting the second level, and Henry was coming in behind him. So I thought the offensive line was tremendous, and it just makes me wonder, where has that been all year? Why did it take 17 games to look like that? And then the other point really quick, obviously Lamar should play if he's healthy. But you, did you also notice that they moved the ball around? They didn't throw it much, but likely had three catches. They even threw to Bateman. I think every skill position player other than Kolar had a look and a catch. So they need to do that with Lamar in the game. But those were the two things that really stood out to me, and both of them were like the entire game is, where has this been all season?
All right, Warren. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, Happy New Year and everything to you and the family. And you mentioned Ricard trying to get to the next level. We've been talking about it all season long with Henry. Last year, he didn't even face contact till he got past the line of scrimmage. This year, he's been getting drilled before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. But we saw some good old country football, as they say, Saturday night. And Ricard had a lot to do with that.
Very evident when they even when they were running up the middle, like you said. But what kind of impressed me the most is when they toss it to the outside, and there were a handful of runs where they did that. And in years past, it was no big deal. You know, guards that are pulling or any linemen that are pulling to get out there on the edge, it was never an issue in the past. Everyone would do exactly what they were supposed to. But at times this year, all right, someone like Falele, all right, get asked to get mobile and get over there. All right, maybe he gets over there, but he doesn't get his hands on the guy he's supposed to, or he doesn't even get over there to begin with, or somebody trips over nothing at all and falls flat on their face. We've seen quite the blooper reel this year, folks, but even still the other night, they were flawless, they were perfect, to the point where Henry's getting the pitch, and it was no doubt in my mind that he's going to have at least 5 yards here, and beyond that, we saw once he gets to the secondary and he gets his hands on people, he can go to the house.
Yeah, when it's cold, nobody wants any parts of that. I don't know what the weather in Pittsburgh is going to be Sunday night. But speaking of Falele, I'm not trying to dog him by any stretch of the imagination, but I did see during the Christmas holidays, the AI picture memes, like kids are getting Falele jerseys for Christmas, and they're losing their minds, crying hysterically. And not because they're happy with their presence, by the way. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, you're on with Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, and Mike Pope. How you feeling?
Good. How you guys doing? Happy New Year and everything.
Hope
you had a good Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, had a great Christmas. Well, my grandson on decided to be born on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yesterday.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A little over 90 pounds. I'm no big guy, so I don't know where he's getting away from size. But you never know. Might even out. I hope they can rest Lamar. I guess I'm assuming they're going to win with the run game just as we did it. And wouldn't it be something if the Steelers offense doesn't scare at all? They lost that wide receiver for that knucklehead move, right? And that's going to be Aaron Rodgers' last game. That'd be wonderful. He should have stayed with the Packers if he always wanted to chase that ring. He made a big mistake forcing his way out.
All right, Mitch, thanks for the call. Congratulations on the new Bambino there. I think Rodgers went on an ayahuasca trip and decided that Green Bay was no longer the place for him. But Metcalf is suspended. Austin had a hammy, which prevented him. I mean, he's throwing to Valdez-Scantling, who's probably only on the team because he was with Rodgers in Green Bay, and Adam Thielen because he's old.
Mm-hmm.
Like him. And Thielen's best days are long past him.
What a fast turn. And to be honest, look, the Ravens got torched by Metcalf in that first meeting a couple weeks ago. Oh, I mean, yeah. Right out the gate, it was first play of the game. They got him right down the sideline. So, you know, that was an offense that we were saying, oh, they don't push the ball downfield. Rodgers has the arm strength, but they just haven't done it because they don't have the skill. And they came right out and said, we'll show you who can throw the deep ball. So maybe after all this, my biggest takeaway is we should be sending a fruit basket or a flower basket to that Lions fan. Job well done, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. By instigating and causing a kerfuffle.
Right.
as they say. By the way, that was pass interference on Valdes-Scantling on the last play in the end zone, but they didn't call it. And, you know, are we surprised at a missed call in any sport at this stage of the game? We'll come back, count some dough by yourself. We'll take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens Steelers. It's Steelers week. This one's for the playoffs. The loser's out. The winner wins the division and gets a home playoff game, and your confidence level that Lamar's not only going to be healthy, but he's going to be ready to kick some ass. We're talking about it here on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Man. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. So we got plenty of sports subjects to get into right now. Let's count that pre-New Year's money by ourselves.
All right. Let's see. I thought I had the sounder queued up, but it's okay. We'll do a little stocks here. I was so fixated on my questions here. I had to get them right. The Under Armour stock here this week, or today, it's up 6 cents. It's a good start there. Mm-hmm. We'll do one more for you. We'll do DraftKings. So I'm totally unprepared.
That's all right.
DraftKings stock is down 28 cents today. But as far as our all-important questions, we start here in college football. Some slight changes for Ohio State Wednesday night. They're going to be in the Cotton Bowl taking on Miami. Head coach Ryan Day is going to be taking over play-calling duties because their offensive coordinator, Brian Hartline, well, he's been a little preoccupied here. He's set to take over the South Florida job, so they've got him just relegated to wide receivers for now, give the play-calling duties to the head coach. It's newsworthy because this is the first time that Day has had to call plays since 2022, the Peach Bowl. They lost to Georgia. But under Hartline this year, Ohio State ranks 17th nationally in scoring offense, redshirt freshman quarterback as well. But buy or sell, Bob, Day taking over will lead to a slow start on Wednesday night, a noticeable shift.
Now I'm going to sell that. Julian Saiyan, you know, under Hartline, the quarterback talked about, he played himself into Heisman consideration, but I think, you know, it's like riding a bicycle for Ryan Day. He'll start to get his sea legs under him, and he's had pretty ample time to prepare in regards to getting a game plan together against the Hurricanes. I don't think this will be a major factor for them. Maybe rust more than anything else.
Over to the NBA, we're not even at the new year yet. Already reported dysfunction for the Lakers in their locker room. You knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. J.J. Redick ripped his team, their effort on Christmas Day, losing to the Rockets, saying, quote, "We don't care enough." Now, anytime you see this kind of headline or there's discussion about an L.A. coach and a LeBron James-led team, everyone starts to think the same thing. When's a change going to be made? But to be fair to J.J. Redick, it might not be just a him thing, and it might not just be a LeBron thing. If we're talking Lakers in general, you got to go back to Phil Jackson, the last time a head coach has lasted more than three consecutive years in a row there for them. It's kind of hard to believe. But buy or sell, Bob, Redick, currently in year two, will also not make it more than 3 years.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll buy it because there's an ownership change there with the Lakers. Is LeBron long for the world out in L.A.? I mean, you have Luka, you've got AR-15, Austin Reeves, who's hurt, by the way, right now, which is probably something that's detrimental to their cause. But J.J. Redick, he's already throwing him under the old trailways there. Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy it, yes.
But the big game yesterday, Browns beating the Steelers. Any fashion that they got a win would have been acceptable to Ravens fans because that's all that mattered. But along the way, Myles Garrett did not get the record-breaking sack that he was seeking. Pretty early on, you actually got the indication that Pittsburgh was going to do anything and everything to not give up that milestone. Rodgers, who already gets the ball out quick, an even greater emphasis on getting the ball out faster. From a blocking standpoint, Garrett says that he was given even more extra attention than he usually is. A quote here from him, "I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than, you know, getting the win. I think that's what came back to bite them." Are you buying or selling that claim, Bob? More concerned about Garrett individually than a winning effort
here. I'll buy it. I'll soft buy. Because 91 was in the backfield a lot for Cleveland because Garrett was getting that extra attention. But look, Warren didn't run the ball as effectively as I thought he was going to. Gainwell was kind of a non-factor. We talked about how their receivers depleted because of injuries and suspensions. I just thought it was a flawed game plan. And Cleveland defensively, at home especially, they rise to the occasion. So I'll soft buy that there may have been added attention to Myles Garrett because they didn't want him to just forget about the sack records, disrupt the game plan. But I don't think that's the main reason they lost the game.
This popped into my head. Romo and Nance on the call for that game yesterday. And there was a moment, I can't remember who the player was, that actually recorded a sack for the Browns in the second half. And you could tell that Nance was trying to see what the number was or waiting on the call from his spotter or whoever. Because he started to go into the call. He's like, "And there is a sack for so-and-so." Like he was ready to deliver the milestone call. But, hey, you got to be on your toes. You got to give a good call there. I mean, we're talking about history. But yeah, you could tell he didn't see who actually brought him down.
Yeah, but you know, whether or not that was the reason they lost, they were more concerned about him not getting the record. I'll soft buy. Stopping him, sure, had to be part of it.
And one last topic for today, also in the NFL, a take that I've heard quite a few times this year, really anytime Detroit was not in a good spot or anytime they suffered a tough loss. Everyone's saying the Lions Super Bowl window is closed. Well, now even more people are saying it because they've been eliminated. Their season is over. And the core argument, kind of wondering what it is. I mean, sure, their O-line regressed this year, but they lost some big pieces. The departure of Ben Johnson, that had an effect to some extent. But moving forward, it seems like people's concerns with Detroit's window is more about their financial situation. They're in cap hell. They got to make a lot of moves to get better. Probably starts with renegotiating Jared Goff's deal. But key free agents on defense, DJ Reader, Alex Anzalone, both of those guys will be on the open market. We'll see if they'll be able to retain them. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that the Lions' window has, in fact, closed so abruptly?
No, I'm selling that. Last year, they had the best record in the history of the franchise. Flamed out in the playoffs 2 years ago. They were in the championship game. I just think they had a hard time running the football when it mattered. And Gibbs and Montgomery, they were a dynamic duo, both double-digit touchdown guys. Gibbs is arguably the most multifaceted running back in the NFL. They lost Branch in the secondary, even though their defense has been kind of sucking all year long. I don't think their window is closed, but yes, this has to classify as a disappointing year. And depending on what the Ravens do Sunday night, they might be the most disappointing team in the NFL, even more so than Kansas City, who you can make a bazillion excuses for too.
They're up there. They're up there for sure. And the Goff part of it, that he's kind of, it's not as bad as Lamar in terms of the cap hit being absolutely unmovable. I think Goff's is somewhere in the $50 million range, which is still untenable, but Lamar is even more so in the 70s. But it's kind of a similar situation, and you know, it's going to be a race to get one of those done, because you know, whoever goes second is going to one up whoever came before him. So if you're the Ravens, you're the Lions, you're trying to get that done as soon as possible. Two reasons. One, you want to save at least a little bit of money, and two, got to clear up that cap space so you can get to work in the offseason. Both the Ravens and the Lions are, that's kind of it. If they don't move those big quarterback contracts or push that money back a couple of years, they can't make any other moves. It has to start there.
And it's crazy because Lamar was drafted to be the franchise quarterback for the Ravens. Goff was drafted to be the franchise quarterback for the Rams as the number one pick. And when they made the trade, he and Stafford, Goff was that bridge guy. He's going to maybe be the quarterback for a couple of years and we'll look to upgrade. Instead, he outperformed their expectations in a big, big way. But yeah, to your point, you know, something's got to give financially. But You get rid of Goff, then you're in an uncertain situation at quarterback. And if the Ravens trade Lamar Jackson, they need to be firing a lot of people. A lot of people need to be getting fired.
You keep saying it. Nico Harrison would be the exact same thing.
Look, you got a 40-some-year-old quarterback at Pittsburgh. Steelers going to need a new quarterback next year. Phillip Rivers was playing quarterback at 44 for the Colts, and I know a lot of it had to do with his connection to Steichen going back to the Chargers. When you have a franchise quarterback, the last thing you do is get rid of him, especially when he's still in his prime. What do you think? Get in here at 410-583-1057. It's Steelers Week with the playoffs on the line. We got notes from the North. We'll look at Nolan's keys. We'll take your phone calls for NFL lunch. We'll look at our picks. There's a game tonight. Jeffrey Simmons, Pro Football Talk, joins us at 1:30. Lamar Jackson, I can't believe for the second time in 3 years, we're actually talking about Lamar possibly being a guy that could be an ex-Raven. Makes no sense to me, but what the hell do I know here on The Fan?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, Notes from the North here on this Victory Monday for the Ravens anyway. 41-24 over the Packers. We'll get back to your phone calls here momentarily. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Hey, a week ago, you want everybody fired. Lamar sucked. Let's get rid of him. Now here the Ravens are, maybe 6 days away from getting to the playoffs. I didn't see it. I'm not going to lie. I thought they were going to lose to the Bengals. Thought they were going to lose to Green Bay. But yet, here they are. I thought Pittsburgh was going to beat Cleveland. And they didn't. Notes from the North. Bobby Eddie, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Eddie's on vacation next couple of weeks. Let's get to that. Steelers-Browns game. CBS on the call. A lot of drama in Cleveland.
Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun. Looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset.
Oh, yes, they did. That was pass interference in the end zone. Trying to be objective and unbiased on Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But after not generating any offense, Pittsburgh started marching right down the field after Cleveland kicked a field goal to go up 7. And I'm like, really? Is this, they're going to score and get a 2-point conversion? That's how this is going to end. But they didn't. Shedeur Sanders threw the touchdown to Fannin Jr., who unfortunately got hurt. That kid's a good player, the tight end. You know, Shedeur threw a couple of picks there. One doinked off a helmet and was a deflection. But, you know, he managed to maintain, not lose the game. And for the Steelers, that's an unacceptable loss. Aaron Rodgers did not have a strong game at all. His best play was marching down the field on that last drive, which right. turned up donut here.
Yeah, and I'm not losing any sleep over a missed call there. I mean, come on. You know, it was a touchdown for Isaiah Likely when the Ravens and Steelers met earlier.
Correct.
And, all right, if you want to say that, then sure. Yesterday wasn't pass interference or holding or whatever, but Yeah, the two interceptions by Shador, and that's where you're screaming at the TV like, oh my God, just play this safe, please. You know, don't lose it in this fashion. And what did Pittsburgh do with both of those opportunities? First one, they went four and out. They went for it on fourth and short, missed it. And then the second one, they went three and out and punted. So absolutely nothing. I mean, that Pittsburgh offense was dreadful yesterday. And to the point where, again, they actually, if you just look at stats-wise, the carries were there, the numbers, the success was there enough for the ground game. Close game the entire time. They just didn't stick with it. And again, I probably didn't find themselves in a lot of third and fourth and short situations. Again, 3 for 15 on third down, 0 for 3 on fourth down.
Now they get to redeem themselves possibly against the Ravens defense that has been beleaguered. And we talked about it first couple hours of the show, Nolan. You know, Malik Willis was, he was dicing him up a little bit there. And, you know, Green Bay couldn't run the ball. I mean, we got all, well, next couple of days to preview that one. But Pittsburgh loses with a chance to win the AFC North. Oh, that's a dough. Cincinnati, they were eliminated a couple of weeks back. Joe Burrow still wants to play, and playing well, he is for sure.
Second and seven. Burrow to the air, to Chase, to the end zone for the touchdown. His second of the day. And the Bengals extend the lead from 8 yards out.
Fox on the call there. Joe Burrow, two touchdowns, both to Ja'Marr Chase, who hadn't scored in, what, 2 months? Until yesterday afternoon against the beleaguered Cardinals. Chase Brown's late season hot streak continues. He rushed for over 100 yards and two more TDs. But that's been the case for the last now 3 years running for Cincinnati. Too little, too late. But they do win 37-14.
Right. I mean, I didn't keep as close of an eye on this one as I did the Steelers-Browns for obvious reasons. But, you know, to hold the Cardinals to 14 in offense with, you know, their quarterback there, Brissett has actually put up monster yards and point totals at times this year. We know about the Bengals defense with them being an absolute sieve. Maybe I'm a little surprised here that they actually had as much of a backbone as they did.
They had probably a coaching change heading in Arizona and a quarterback change again. When you have a franchise quarterback, why don't you want to get rid of him? Kyler Murray, former number one overall pick in the draft. So that's notes from the North. We got NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Let's squeeze a phone call in where we get to keys and more phone calls. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, thanks for holding. How you feeling on this victory Monday?
What's good, Bob and Nolan?
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Great. What a turnaround for us. But just real quickly, fellas, a couple things. This is definitely a new lease in life for us as the Ravens. I don't care what nobody says. We got changes to make, obviously, after the season. But we can't dwell on what's went wrong this year, of course. Two quick points. If I'm Todd Monken, I'm not overthinking anything this week. As a matter of fact, maybe just think less. Keep it simple. And I forgot the last thing I was going to say.
Well, Kevin, appreciate you holding. Appreciate the commentary there. And Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you and your family. But we talked about it. Let's not overthink it. It's pound Derrick Henry down their throats until Pittsburgh proves they can stop it, and then you improvise and adapt, Todd Monken.
Right. And even if Lamar's playing, right, and I'll probably go ahead and assume if he's out there, he's not at 100%, but he could be close to it. Him out there, Huntley out there, doesn't matter. Cooper Rush out there, run the ball. That's all you got to do. Start there until they prove you can stop you. Then you have to pivot. But until then, I'm not shooting myself in the foot like we have many, many times this year and previous years with Lamar Jackson.
Well, I don't want to turn this into a negative conversation as we're wrapping up the calendar year. If Cooper Rush is playing, the Ravens are hosed. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I don't even know what scenario would lead to that, but right. Yes.
Well, Lamar's out, then he's the backup to Huntley, you know what I mean?
Well, what would happen to Huntley for that to happen? I mean, well, you have to get hurt in practice.
Well, yeah. Lamar would not play because he's dealing with injuries. Then Snoop, you know, he starts, he gets hurt, and Cooper Rush comes in.
But even then, if Henry's rolling, no excuses.
That's true. He can hand the ball off. He was 9-5 as a starter in Dallas. Yeah, who cares? On playoffless teams. We'll come back. Dolan's Keys, your phone call, sports at 583-1057 at NFL Lunch, 1 o'clock. More of your phone calls there. Hey, look, the Ravens are a win away from going to the playoffs. That must make you feel better about how you feel, or you know, how you view your football team as opposed to where you were, say, a week ago.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks, but Dolan McGraw stepped to the plate with his keys to victory. Victory Monday, speaking of which, Ravens beat the Packers on Saturday. Steelers lose yesterday on the road to Cleveland. So now that sets up the winner-take-all scenario next Sunday night in Pittsburgh for the AFC North. But usually, you know, we do the keys, you know, the weekend prior, the Friday prior to whatever game Ravens are playing, and if they won the game, usually that means they've accomplished a lot of the keys, or did they, Nolan McGraw?
That's right. Yeah, two sacks or less allowed. That was my first key. So we've been talking a lot of O-line today and the good that they did. Fantastic, mostly in the run game, but protecting the quarterback, it didn't matter to me. If Lamar was playing, Huntley was playing, got to protect him. Two sacks or less. Huntley was brought down just the one time, so we'll call that a success.
That's a ding.
Absolutely. Over here, allow 4 yards or less per carry to the Packers collective. It started with Josh Jacobs, but I moved it to the entire group. They did not hit that. A little too much success running the ball. Mostly Malik Willis is actually taking off and having some success with his legs there. Two touchdowns on the ground for him, 9 carries, 60 yards. Emmanuel Wilson, Jacobs' backup. Fine, but only had 3 carries, and Jacobs was a complete non-factor. So.
Zero factor, averaged less than 1 yard per carry.
Altogether, when you count, Clayton Toon getting brought down the one time, 4.6 was the total collective average.
But to your point, most of the damage done by Malik Willis with his legs there.
Next one here, 5 penalties or less. Now, they just barely missed this one. They got hit with 6 for 45 yards, and it's actually fitting. The Bears and Browns win from earlier this year, the only time they had picked up wins with more than 5 penalties. 6 in both of those games, they get 6 here. So, point still stands. They played a pretty clean game. And then that leads into the fourth and final key here, where they were extremely clean. No turnovers. Didn't matter who was playing quarterback. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. They won the turnover differential 2-0. Huntley was fantastic protecting the ball. It was all easy. It was all underneath. But you give him credit. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. So, and Derrick Henry, for everything we're screaming about him getting the carries, he's touching the ball 36 times. He's had fumbling issues this year. He was very protective of the football.
So hit most of the keys.
2 out of 4.
Yeah,
that's enough for a win.
Hey, 50%, man. You'll take it if you can do it. 41-24, that's the main key on the scoreboard. And I'll throw an extra one in there. The red zone success. Ravens 4 of 6. In the red zone, as they've been one of the worst red zone teams in the NFL here in 2025.
Yeah, that's always going to be where you make your hay. I mean, you got to get down, you got to convert. I mean, I thought there was obviously we mentioned the Zay touchdown earlier, the importance of that. I mean, I give him credit for a little bit of the acrobatics, the gymnastics there to haul it in when he could have had his momentum take himself out of bounds, but the turn and cross the plane. Yeah, and even when they've gotten down inside the 5 this year, it's been never a guarantee at that point. In years past, you get down inside the 5, I'm going up to grab a snack from the fridge. Now you got to watch all 4 downs because it might get to 4th down.
And the looper was perfect kicking the ball too. Not part of the keys, but we look at the success rates. And granted, he hasn't had to kick a 55-yard game winner yet this season, but perfect for field goals. And he hasn't missed from inside 40 all season long.
No.
And perfect from extra points, at least on Saturday.
Yeah, so he's Saturday. Over 90% on the success rate, or at least at 90% on the season, which is good. It's great for a rookie, but they even mentioned it on the broadcast the other night. I think it was Noah Eagle saying that, I mean, his average length of field goal made this year is the lowest in the league. So, to your point, but how much of that is not being asked or put in that many situations? He's missed 3 from 50+. He's 1 of 4 there, something like that. So I'd like to see a little more. I mean, the one where he missed short against the New England, that was inexcusable to me.
I think it looked like Elmer Fudd shot it on its way to the goalpost. And not to make comparisons, but I will. Rookie Justin Tucker was, 4 for 6, I believe, from beyond 50 and was kicking a ton of game-winning field goals, including in the Mile High Miracle. So
tough conditions.
Big shoes to fill, but Tyler Loop hasn't cost them a game yet.
Not directly.
He's helped them win a few, but he hasn't had to kick the game-winning field goal. Something tells me that scenario might arise next Sunday night in Pittsburgh, which is a very difficult place to kick football.
Well, now I think it is. It has to be in Harbaugh's head to some extent. And I do wonder if you could go back and look at every drive the Ravens have had this year where it looked like maybe they were stalling out close to that field goal range right when you pass midfield. That, how did that impact their play calling decisions when they were at that position of the field? Because, all right, let's say you are faced with a scenario where a field goal would win it or tie it to send it to overtime. He hasn't really been asked to do that all year. You trust him enough because he's just made, again, 90%. But if it is from length, even if it isn't quite 50, but it's pushing 50, does Harbaugh maybe choose to go for it on like a fourth and short over that? I mean, these are all things that could come into play. And again, you'll take a win any way you can get it. But I would have thought that we would have seen at least a couple instances this year where Loop would have been tested more than he has. I mean, we're going into week 18, and he hasn't really had, like you said, a really crunch time kick yet. I'm kind of shocked by that.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the numbers of Victory Monday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, and he's on vacation. Next couple of weeks, Ravens do win. Sets up the winner-take-all scenario against Pittsburgh. If the Ravens, and we'll get into this one during NFL lunch a little bit more, if you want to join us, you can. If the Ravens get to the divisional round of the playoffs, are we cool with that? And are people backing off the fire John Harbaugh? And this one has been resonating, I guess, throughout the course of the day on the radio and social media. If Huntley's 100%, Lamar's 65, we're starting Lamar, right?
No doubt.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Let's go. I don't even think this is a debate, but apparently some people want to debate it. Let's go to Bob in Baltimore. Bob, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Bob?
Good to hear you guys. A long-time listener, first-time caller. But I had to call this morning. I understand that Mike, the voice of doom, Preston, has an uncommon hatred for the Ravens and everything related to the Ravens. I stopped reading The Sun because of him, his continual bad thoughts of everything Ravens. And now his column on trading Lamar, it's just too much. The guy is just toxic. I just don't understand why he hates the Ravens so much. Did he ever try to play out for them to get a job with the Ravens, and they turned him down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think it may have happened. I know he played at Towson,
yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what his history is with the Ravens. But it's not unsurprising because the Ravens have a chance to grab the leadership in the AFC North. And actually, yesterday was the end of the preseason. Next Sunday is the season. I don't care what anybody says. The Ravens have a chance. They can grab it. They can go into the playoffs, and they can do their best there. But Mike Preston, the man is just toxic. And my last thought is, who is our O-line coach?
George Warhop.
Okay. He has never trained the front O-line to do anything right. I mean, we talk about Orr all the time, but he's a coordinator.
No.
What about the backfield coach for the Ravens or the linebackers? You know, our coaches are not training the players. And if they are, then the players are just not listening.
All right.
But anyway.
All right. Thank you, Bob. And have a great new year.
Happy holiday to you guys, man.
Enjoy the game coming up next Sunday night. Now, Warhawk was kind of a hero last year because Joe D sadly passed away, Joe DeLisandris, the O-line coach, unexpectedly. Voorhees was a Pro Bowl alternate last year. I know people don't want to hear about last year.
Falele, thank you.
Voorhees got hurt, and then McCary came in. Rosengarten got good, better. It was acceptable at the end of the year, and Linderbaum made the Pro Bowl, and Ronnie was an All-Pro. But there has been a mass regression here in 2025, and I don't think it's unfair to start looking at George Warhop and wonder what the hell changed this year other than Voorhees being the dude at left guard, because it has been bad across the board for the most part this season.
But it is fair. But I think the best thing you said there was the confusion or the puzzling part of it, that just the total regression, everything we've seen out of this O-line this year, because it is pretty much the same group. And yeah, Warhop was the hero last year. I mean, I think that is a fitting term. Joe D's passing was right before the season started. I mean, they were, I think, in training camp, deep in the preseason, that you have this guy that wasn't a part of the organization, but a longtime O-line coach, to just come in and get those results. I was shocked by what happened last year with that. And then I'm even more shocked that it's been this much of a drop-off, because the personnel hasn't changed. The coach didn't change. Why are the results different? But criticism is certainly fair. Now, we've mentioned it multiple times here. For in terms of Saturday night, I can't think of a single bad thing to say about the O-line. So, I mean, we've had plenty of time to bash the O-line this year, and maybe we'll do it again next Monday. But for now, that's pretty far down the list for me.
Ravens at Pittsburgh, Sunday night, NBC, national television. Ravens 3.5-point favorites. Winner wins the division. Your confidence level in Baltimore at 5-2 on the road. Going to Pittsburgh and pulling off this, well, it's not a stunner. They're favored to win the game. But Lamar Jackson playing in this one. And if Lamar can ball out and do Lamar's type stuff, you'd have to like their chances. If the Ravens can win this game, win a game in the playoffs, and they'll be taking on a tough team. Right now, it'd be Houston, one of the hottest teams in the NFL, a team that blew the Ravens out, by the way, at M&T Bank Stadium with Cooper Rush a couple months ago. If they can manage to get to the divisional round, again, given everything that's happened with this team, are we feeling better about what the offseason could entail for DaCosta and the rest?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.